Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to play the Barry Jennings clip here in just a moment. But recapping, Burmese, in the next 4.5 minutes, break down why we're doing this and why it is important and why it's so big for listeners to get this video out to everybody, to explain to everyone why this is so important.
Well, it is very important for the listeners to get this out because this totally and completely eviscerates the official version as of the 9/11 Commission report, without a doubt. So let's go through the points here. What happened to Barry Jennings? Point one, he was called after the first plane strike. Okay, so he was in the building prior to the second plane strike. That is also in the video. Now, when he's taken up to the Office of Emergency Management on the 23rd floor, he is with Michael Hess, who is the City Corporation Counsel at the time and now heads up Giuliani Partners. When they go up to the Office of Emergency Management, which should have been fully manned, it had been deserted. Okay? Now, the elevators were all shut off. They had been taken up by a police triage that was already at the building through a freight elevator. So Michael Hess found the stairwell. They start going down the stairwell. Again, this is prior to either tower collapsing, and there is a huge explosion from underneath them that pushes them back to the 8th floor. Now, this is all on record. Now, they're stuck in that building hearing all types of explosions, thinking that they're going to die until about 12:30 to 1 in the afternoon. When the firefighters finally do come down to get them, they come to a lobby that is unrecognizable, that is blown to kingdom come. And this is very important, too, because in this little video, in the wrap-up, I show you what the Millennium Hilton looks like the next day. Not only on the facade on the outside, but I take you inside the Millennium Hilton, where literally there's still vases, the couches are okay.
By the way, we also have video of the front of Building 7, and it's got a few windows knocked out. And we know that Popular Mechanics is showing a gray-faced building that's got the corner knocked out when the Building 7 was red. It's a fake.
I mean, it doesn't.
These are the folks that gave you the Remington photos for the Spanish-American War. I mean, there's no end to these people.
That seems to be the case. There seems to be no video corroboration whatsoever for that quote-unquote chunk of the building missing. Now, we also show you in this video footage after at least one of the towers has collapsed of inside Building 7, where they literally run up to the main lobby from the south face. Now, the south face has a couple windows knocked out, but it's not this towering inferno. There's not, quote-unquote, 25% of the building scooped out. Now, another big point is the fact that when Barry Jennings and Michael Hess got out of the building, they both went on separate local news programs and told the exact same story. It was never followed up upon. It was only until years later, when we put two and two together, that the man Barry Jennings, who was in the FEMA report describing these explosions, which was brushed off as the first tower falling, was the same man that was on the videos with Michael Hess.
And you went and interviewed him and said, no, there were explosions before either tower fell, again, proving more lies in the commission. I mean, this is so key, folks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he says that there were many, many explosions, and said even when he had gotten out of the building at 1 in the afternoon, he was told that he had to get down, I think, 10 or 20 blocks and run, because they were having reports of more explosions at the time.
Now, let's be clear. All day they're announcing it's going to explode, it's going to fall, get back. We know they keep backing the time up for it. They finally do bring it down, and we have cops saying, get back, they're going to bring the building down, it's about to blow up. And then they say, well, they just knew it was about to blow up because they knew it was about to collapse. How are they saying, get back, it's about to blow, it's about to fall down? I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4. Now we have Silverstein saying pull the building. That means a controlled demolition. In their own documentary, they admit that. I mean, we've got them. This is unbelievable. They can ignore all these EMTs and police saying get back, they're going to blow it. They can ignore all these eyewitnesses, even Amy Goodman saying investigate it further. Mm-hmm. But they can't ignore their own deputy head of emergency management saying.
And that's right, and that's why they have to spin it. They have to put it in with other information, disinformation, and misinformation in order to try to distort his story.
And to finish up here, you probably need to add that to the clip, that he's a fan of you guys, seen the film, so that adds the fact he's saying inside job. I mean, that's the overall what you got from him?
Oh, when we were there, he was the boss of the department.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this.
Sure.
Stay there.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a reason that the Morning Joe on MSNBC, that Glenn Beck on CNN, that Bill O'Reilly, all of them are saying we need to be arrested, we need to be killed, we need to be taken to secret camps and tortured. Morning Joe. The military needs to be used against us. 9/11 truth must die. And now Michael Reagan, ninth largest radio host in the country, according to Talkers Magazine and others, 4 million listeners per day, said, kill Mark Dice, kill 9/11 truthers. If they talk to the military, if they engage in their First Amendment and expose 9/11 as an inside job, murder them. He has not been fired. He has not gotten in trouble. If any of us said, kill people, we would be arrested within hours. If we said, go out, kill them, I mean it, I'm serious, I'll pay for it, kill them, we'd be arrested. So we know this is serious because, look, they understand they're protecting a system. Most of them know their bosses carried it out. That makes them even scarier. That's why Congress goes ahead and does what they're told. It's not just the payoffs and the money and the corruption. I mean, it's scary, folks. We're in a very scary time. Now, the deputy head of the Office of Emergency Management, Barry Jennings, came out with one of the other government heads that day and said, man, there were bombs, dead people, Building 7 was blowing up. This is before it even fell. And then we went and interviewed him, and then he got scared, he got threatened. The spooks found out. We talked to him. He said, please, I know you, I said you could use it, but don't. Then I guess they got to him and said, you better talk to the BBC. He did, and he said stuff like, well, I think there were, it looked like bodies. I guess it might not have been. I don't know why there were bombs, explosions going off. So they're going to try to spin that, and they're going to try to make excuses. because I've debated the producer of it on another show a few months ago about, well, we all knew Building 7 was coming down. That's why we reported it fell with it right behind us. Ignoring the cops saying, get back, they're bringing it down, they're going to blow it up. I mean, ignoring all this. We've got them, folks. People always say something this big, they'd be caught. We're going to go to Mark Dice in a moment, but the point is everybody can feel it. You can see it. I mean, we had so many people going public, so many people speaking out, German defense ministers, high-level members of the British Parliament, members of Blair's government, UN human rights chiefs over whole, you know, investigative arms. We've got former Italian presidents, former intelligence chiefs of Germany, all of this, Hollywood stars, best actress, Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, all these big rock stars have been going public. I mean, it's getting every day now. You can't even keep track of everybody going public, and so they're getting scared and going, look, we'll kill you. And now I've been sent a lot of YouTube videos and things, and you'll go to their websites. They'll be Marines or Army, usually Force Recon or Special Ops. You'll go have their handle. And most of it's videos of them in training. And it'll be them saying, stop now or we, you know, or we're going to kill your animals. I don't want to even give them attention. Or they'll use a South Park clip saying, we're going to kill a bunny, you know, on the bus. You know, do what I say, I'm going to kill the bunny. Stop now or you're dead. We're now getting all these videos and clips they use from movies about one more time and you're dead. And they're sending it to 9/11 truthers. And then, or they'll say on their own message board, yeah, I'm in the Marines and I can't wait to line you up and shoot you all in the head. And then you go and they're really in Iraq saying this to us. And so they're getting scared, folks. They know we're interfacing with the military. They know we're interfacing with the police. They know we're waking the majority of them up. The New World Order needs these people to take over. They're getting real scared, so they're trying to intimidate us. And I got news, man. We're all committed. I mean, I don't want to die, but at the same time, I'm committed, and if they're forced to kill me, that means I'm really getting to them. I mean, that means that we're really winning. And that is a desperate act. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win, as Gandhi said. So just in closing, Jason, this is huge. I mean, this isn't a cop or a firefighter on the street or some EMT we've interviewed who's credible, who people ignore, who said, I heard the countdown, and you watch footage of the cops going, get back, it's about to come down, they're about to blow it up. Or firefighters all, you know, firefighting captain going, yeah, there was molten metal, you know, running down the channel rails, totally molten. And they say we're lying, there's no molten steel, when NASA's own aircraft showed the molten steel thousands of degrees above jet fuel. The debunking isn't working, don't you understand? It's over for you terrorists. And I know your military mindset was, well, we got to fight the Muslims, they're so evil, we killed 3,000 because Americans are wimps and had to get a wake-up call, and it's for your own good. And if we have to kill more of you for your own good, we will. That's the ultimate rationale. Don't you have the feeling we've got the momentum? Don't you in your gut know we're going to bring you to justice? I mean, aren't you figuring that out yet? That we're not going to stop and you can kill us, threaten us? I mean, you think threatening my children? You, literally, folks, I was getting burnt out. I was getting exhausted. I was getting tired. I was getting to where you guys saw me around the office just fighting to be able to continue staying focused because I had so much going on in my mind and so much I want to do and so much frustration and so much little minutiae I've got to deal with. And threaten my family. It's like, boom, man, I suddenly don't have to sleep. I suddenly am just back in total mode. You guys have helped me. I already knew you did it. I already knew you're murderers and drug dealers and criminals. And child sex slave traffickers, I mean, it's all admitted mainstream news. But to have you personally threatening me over and over again and threatening others, it lets me know that you really are who we say you are. You really are terrorists. Burmese, anything else you want to add?
I just want people to get this story out. It is very important that we have somebody who can have his story corroborated from video of that day. And there is no doubt that he was in Building 7 experiencing these explosions. It can totally take down the official version.
And if he comes out and recants all this, why would he tell a newscast and the guy he says he was with tell the same story separately from each other? Why would he then 5.5 years later tell you that? To then 6 years, 6.5 years later, tell another story to the BBC as he's being promoted up the ranks.
Absolutely, and why wouldn't Michael Hess return my calls or faxes or emails? I tried to get Michael Hess before I even knew who Barry Jennings was, because I had his name from the news station. But, of course, Michael Hess didn't want to go on camera.
Anything else you want to add before we go to...
No, that's all. That's all I would say. Thank you very much.
I want to repeat, it's so important that people grab this video. We're going to upload it the next hour to PrisonPlanet.tv. We don't have the personnel. We need your help. Get it. Cut out the best pieces of the last 30 minutes with me and Burmese. You know, don't count on one guy to do it. Do different versions. I love how listeners do that. Send them to us. We'll post them. We'll magnify them. Our listeners will get them out later. Aaron was here till 5 in the morning with Burmese. He's asleep. He's going to come in, try to edit some of this video we've just shot here live into the Barry Jennings piece to really let you know how important it is. There's a video up there right now where Burmese gives the basic facts and then plays it. It's decent. It's just I really want to explain why this is so important. People won't know how important this is unless we explain all those facts. Mm-hmm. See, Burmese, we get too close to it. Yeah. We're so inside the game and all the names and the facts and the data, we forget that even kind of passive 9/11 truthers, a lot of this is Greek to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a few months ago, we couldn't say who Barry Jennings was, and the debunkers were saying we were lying and it didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I can't believe the BBC thinks going to him and trying to twist what he says. And what I've been told is he repeats the same thing. He just kind of says, well, it looked like bodies. Well, I thought it was bodies. Well, I thought it was explosions. Well, they did tell me to get out, but that's because we knew seven, I guess, was going to come down. You know, well, why did you know that? See, but I mean, let's be clear. We went to break and you forgot to say, mm-hmm. you told me privately in other discussions off camera, he's like, oh, hell yeah. I mean, how far did he go saying inside
jobs? Extremely far. He didn't even know who we were. We don't tell people who we are when we go to interview them. We say, look, we're interviewing for a new documentary. Would you like to be a part of it? And he said that. And while we were sitting there, he said, you know, I was in one of these documentaries. And kind of playing, you know, coy, knowing he was in ours. I said, oh, really? Which one? And he said, the Michael Myers one? I go, Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11? He's like, no. He's like, the conspiracy one. And I go, Loose Change? And he's like, yeah, I love that movie. He had a copy in the office. He had been showing other coworkers. And it was at that point that Dylan and I said, yeah, that's our film. And we're making a new one right now. And he was like, oh, that was you guys? That's a great movie. And I play it here all the time. And then he started pulling in other workers to introduce them to us.
All right, this is key info.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. So you'd say he was a 9/11 truther.
Absolutely. He knew exactly what it
was. And the other co-workers were coming in going, this is the guy.
Yeah, he was like, these are the guys that did Loose Change. And everybody, it seemed, in the office had seen it. Not everybody agreed with us. But everybody who came in shook our hands for sure.
Now, let's be clear. The guys that were running the emergency command bunker, he's now the head of it at that time.
I would say that I can't say which division he was in. But
he's the head of a division. Yeah.
Yes, and the Office of Emergency Management is really a hub for all these different borough divisions, and he was one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Divisions.
He was a chief, one of the chiefs.
Yeah, he was the head of the floor, for sure. So, you know, he had his own little TV and DVD player in the office, and he was sharing 9/11 truth with his coworkers.
But then, after he got the heat, just when it leaked that this went on, now he's trying to, well, from what I've been told, he's not even completely backing away.
No, he's not backing away. He's a year closer to retirement. When we talked to him, he was 2 years away from retirement. I really feel like he wanted to make sure he had his pension for his kids. He was a family man, and he was very, very worried. We literally sat in his office for 2 hours to get the okay that we could do this interview. So that's why we have never said exactly where he worked or for what department, because he then, after we leaked this, they were threatening to fire him and take away his pension, and that would be the last thing I would like to do.
But we're not going to let them do that.
No.
And the point is, he did the BBC, so we're forced to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I want to repeat the key, and we're going to go to Mark Dice here. I want to repeat the key to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
That is that Dylan's sitting there with the BBC, the same guy, Smith guy, that laughs at me and, you know, basically admitted to me, you know, it's a hit piece in private and said he thinks I'm nuts, who said it wasn't a hit piece up front kind of disingenuously. This same guy went and said, well, it's a lie. Barry Jennings didn't say that. It's not true. You don't have video. And Dylan pulls the video out, and I bet my bottom dollar that is not going to be in the film.
No, I guarantee that's not going to be in the film. And that's another reason why we had to put this stuff out.
Yeah, they're probably, I mean, and they may pull it now and delay it like they did the History Channel piece. We made them delay that release by 2 weeks because they went and pulled stuff out because we exposed them. So we're preemptively countering the BBC, propaganda Ministry of Truth right now.
Absolutely. And that's another reason to put it out. It was going to be in Fabled Enemies anyway. But why not put it out 2 weeks before their hit piece to show what liars and hypocrites they are?
Absolutely. Let's go to Mark Dice, and we'll hold him over to the next segment, after that. And then I got some financial news coming up and a lot more. Mark Dice, what do you think of what you just heard?
Oh, it's just the evidence keeps coming. We got to continue to get the word out. And, you know, like you said, we're at the third stage
of the four stages of a fight, and they're attacking us now. We're getting closer to victory, so let's just continue it, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Well, Mark Dice, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm going to continue a four-minute discussion with you and Burmis, and we'll come back with you alone on the main radio network transmission here at Genesis. Everybody else, go to the InfoWars streams. You'll be able to hear this right now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs. I just don't want you.
Okay, going to Mark Dice to talk about what's happening with him and Michael Reagan, for those that don't know, Mike Reagan said, go out, kill him, murder him, I'll pay for it, kill the other 9/11 truthers, anybody that talks to the troops, anybody that educates them about it being an inside job. And we got Mark Dice on with us. Now here's the deal. It's clearly fair use. Mark's commenting on it. They took down a bunch of our videos. They took down dozens of other videos we know of where we'd play a short clip and comment on it. They even took down videos that were criticizing Mark Dice, that were criticizing Michael Reagan that didn't even have Michael Reagan on it. They've been pulling clips of him saying put hand grenades in babies' rectums and murder them, kill the Muslim babies. They are something else. And is your YouTube account still shut down, Mark Dice?
The entire YouTube account is shut down. All videos have been pulled. I filed a counterclaim.
By the way, you have millions of views on your videos.
Yeah, over 60 videos, a three-year-old account almost, and just numerous links, hundreds of links to those videos, and the entire account has been closed. I filed a countersuit with YouTube trying to get it back up, trying to understand, make them understand that this is just a fair use claim, that this is...
You mean
is
countersuit
a counterclaim, rather, to attempt to reinstate the account. So that's in the works right now. I just got word, too, that Michael Reagan is officially above the law. The U.S. Attorney's Office will not be pressing charges against him for his comments, and any other future threats against me by his listeners or by anybody else will then be investigated, those people individually. But Michael Reagan himself has officially been let off the hook and still has a job.
Now, this sets a precedent, but don't believe that for a minute. If I go on air and even say hypothetically, and I'm not saying do this, hypothetically, if I said, go kill Michael Reagan, I'll pay for the bullets, hell, the cops may edit that and come arrest me right now. I would go to prison immediately. Probably kill me in the SWAT team raid. They use any excuse to come kill you nowadays. That's how
not
it works.
That, but his listeners would then call for violence against you and for others. And it just goes to show the state of our hearts, the state of the heart and the mind of this movement, because nobody is calling for equal action against him.
On contrary, we don't want any violence against him until we take the Republic back and then they all get due process. We know he went to the White House, got propaganda points. That's illegal. We know he's on their payroll. Then he will be brought to justice in a Nuremberg-style trial.
It's interesting. The president of his radio syndicator, Radio America, his name is Jim Roberts. He's also the president of the American Veterans Center. And the American Veterans Center and Radio America's headquarters is literally 5 miles away from the White House across the river.
Oh, yeah, it's a PSYOP, completely government-run. That's come out, yeah. Oliver North's involved. It's a huge, yeah.
Yeah, they're protecting Reagan. He still has a job. Who knows what will happen with the FCC. There is a petition now on my site to get Michael Reagan removed from the school board. I believe he's on the school board of his Notre Dame High School, where his kids go, in Sherman Oaks, California.
So as he says, murder babies.
Yeah, if you want to
stick hand grenades in babies' rectums and murder them.
Yeah, and this is a man that's on a school board, so we're trying to get him removed from the board. And maybe we can give out the number to the American Veterans Center. This is the center that's in charge of the United States Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. It's a very large, very, very powerful veterans group. And this president, Jim Roberts, is also the head of the syndication company, and they're taking no action against Reagan or his comments.
Yeah, give the number out.
The number for the American Veterans Center is 703-302-1012, or you could go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. And if we can't get a hold of him, or if his studio at Reagan at Radio America is not responding, then maybe we can get through to the American Veterans Center and reach Mr. Jim Roberts over there. Again, that number is 703-302-1012.
Well, Mark Dice, here's the deal. As you know, in Germany, in the from 33 to about 40, they would let the SA, the SS, beat up whoever they wanted, rob whoever they wanted, harass, and it all started like this. And just thank God we've got our Second Amendment to protect ourselves. And I just feel sorry for anybody that tries anything violent with you or me or anybody else. Because, folks, we're not looking for a fight. But you, anybody lays a hand on me, I'm going to kill you so fast, it's going to make your head spin. I'm armed. I will defend myself. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to talk to you during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, I'm going to get into some financial news in about 5 minutes. I appreciate Mark Dice popping in with us. Mark, you've got the floor. I just want to say you did a great job with that Michael Reagan interview. It sounded to me from the YouTube clip like they'd edited some of your interview that you did with him in a taped interview, but they did air that, thank God, and you did a great job there. We need to see Operation Inform the Troops intensify. You've got the floor, Mark Dice.
Yeah, it was interesting. They did edit out one part where I informed his listeners that it was a pre-recorded show that was 8:30 in the morning my time, and I wanted everybody to know that it was a pre-recorded show. I took precautions to ensure that they wouldn't edit out any important information. Also, yeah, I don't want this to overshadow Operation Inform the Soldiers. Another aspect what we can do is send them CDs of the Alex Jones show and other shows, other broadcasts. Send them CDs on MP3 or even burn a CD as a WAV file so they can listen to it in their Discman, or give them some flash drives with some MP3.
Yeah,
so
thumb drives are great. Thumb drives are great.
They can put it on their MP3 player, their iPod, and listen to it. Also, you can
Markham Family Videos or stuff like that.
Yeah, pictures from home, photos from home, something like that. Again, they're trying to make sure that no material is going to reach the troops.
But don't think that'll stop us. We need to hit the bases and everywhere, wherever we live. We need to go in and get the info in there.
Yeah, another aspect, not only just sending it overseas, but here at the at Camp Pendleton in California, other military bases around the country to the soldiers before they even go over there so that they can spread the word amongst their own groups and amongst their peers and their commanding officers over here so that they know what's going on and that once the higher-ups know, that everybody knows, their whole system's just going to come collapsing down.
That's right, and we got the one of the deputy heads of emergency management coming out saying inside job. And that's for the first time ever. Burma's telling you about him in private. I'd already been told the story a year ago and could never tell it on air. Had to be called a liar and say none of it existed. Well, there you go. There it is for everybody else. Mark, I mean, their whole thing is imploding.
It's coming down, and, I mean, every day now, more and more people are waking up. And so there was a time when I felt like there was a lull in 9/11 Truth, or I myself was starting to doubt whether we were going to get this information out, whether even anybody in the mainstream media was going to cover these issues. And just when I start losing faith, something happens, another big prominent official, another expert comes forward, another instance, another confrontation from one of these criminals on the streets, or a book signing happens, is posted to the web, makes it to the news.
Well, that's why this is key. If we weren't on the offensive, they would have already staged more attacks. We'd already be in Iran. And so this, we're trying to save lives. If they can intimidate us and use staged terror events to get the public to buy the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Fifth, the end of the Second, the end of the First, which they're attacking all wholesale and dismantling, if they're able to sell all this, they would have been able to get away with it. But now everybody knows they're torturing, murdering, drug dealing, killers. Everybody knows they killed Kennedy. The shadow government is now being exposed. And they are, and now it gives protection to good men and women in the CIA, good people in the FBI, good people in the military, to more and more say no, to more and more talk about all the Army investigators they've murdered. General Toogoombo, the head Army Brigadier General, just who retired, came out and said, yeah, the government tortures kids, it's murder, it's war crimes, the cover-up's got to be exposed. And it's literally because they like torturing children. And they also like setting the precedent that if they can be the good guys and torture children in the ways that, you know, that, you know, notice how Reagan said the same kind of things that are in the White House orders. You see, I mean, imagine putting orders out saying sodomize little kids. I mean, these people, and I have to argue with people and say that's wrong, Mark Dice.
Yeah, it's just completely immoral. I'm sure that they're going to be pulling those clips as well, and we just got to continue making copies of them, getting them out there, reposting them. And Alex, I got to run, but I want to thank everybody for their courage and for helping us out and getting the word out, and just hat tip to everybody out there.
All right, Mark Dice, we'll keep checking in with you as this develops. YouTube account shut down, put pressure on them, and phone number's up on his site. Thank you. All right, there goes Mark Dice at work popping in with us. We are only 23 minutes away from Jordan Maxwell. 23 minutes away from a two-hour interview with Jordan. I called Jordan about 2 months ago, and he said, oh, I'm getting too many threats, too many government people visiting me, threatening me, and I believe it. It's happening to us. And he said, I'm not going to do the interview. And he actually told people that on the web. And then he decided to do interviews, but now he's getting more stuff happening. And I appreciate him coming on today. You know, he's got cancer. He's 70-something years old, and he's a real treasure. And but we were able to get him booked again last week. And so he's on the show today, and that is coming up. Now, this next story, the magnitude of all the news financially in front of me, Bloomberg Financial headline, $5,000 an ounce gold projected by the biggest brokerage firm in New York. I mean, one of their funds is $277 billion. And they're saying, no, we believe $5,000 an ounce gold. Folks, if gold hits $5,000 an ounce, it will be war in the streets, total depression. I am not pleased about that, even though I hold some gold. I'm going to be honest with you. When gold ran up to 1,000 plus and then fell back down to 900, I said, my God, that's great. That gives me more time to launch a TV show, more time to warn people. I hope the forecast of Bob Chapman, I hope the forecast of Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, I hope the forecast of Joseph Stiglitz, I hope the forecast of the head of the New York Business School who we had on, all these guys, they say 2 to 3 years total depression. But there's about a 70, depending on which guy you talk to, but it's about a 70%. Some say 50%, some say 90%. But on average, about a 70% chance, total meltdown depression within 2.5 to 3 years. But if gold starts rocketing up to 5,000, if oil, which is at $4.11 a gallon today, and they're talking about by the end of the week, it could be $4.20. That's a commodity. That's dollar devaluation that's doing that. And again, the blind public, they're like blind sheep to wolf packs. I hear them at the grocery store and on the streets and everywhere I go, they talk about it and the radio, and none of them know what they're talking about. And do I take some pleasure in knowing more than that? I know, I'm freaked out. The dollar's been devalued, you idiots. It's a political decision. The government could have reversed it. Instead, they're accelerating the policies that they admit will do this in their own think tank documents. And if I could get you to wake up to that, we could put political pressure on, but it's too important to you to keep acting like there's all these egomaniacs. Most men in this country and women are so into themselves and so into how they look and so into thinking they're on top of things that everything's fine. Kind of like when you tell some 50-year-old executive you got brain tumor, you'll be dead in 2 months. They go, that's a bunch of bull, doc. You're wrong. There's a mistake. You got somebody else's x-rays and CAT scan. That ain't true. A month later, they're getting ready to die. It's the same thing. I'm like, man, these people, the Chicago Tribune, kidnapped millions of children and women. They got huge slave camps. My God, they're putting poison in the water. Here's the document. Yeah, right, pal. Sure they are. You know, and I tell people, I go, the dollar is imploding. We're in red level crisis. The oil prices are going to explode. I've been telling you this for 5 years. It happens. And I try to call into local talk shows. They recognize my voice. Say, no, we're not going to have that opinion on, Alex. But I'm like, it's the oil. OPEC just had a meeting yesterday and said it's that the dollar's been devalued. They're saying, look, you denominated it in dollars. You ask us to stay in dollars, but you're devaluing it. We want to get positioned out of this before it implodes. And then they openly say, by the way, Western companies have already moved out of the dollar. Why are you asking us to hold it? The Chinese said it 2 years ago. They said your vice president just dumped $10 million in dollars into euros. Why should we stay on it? And they dispatched U.S. ambassadors there to say, please don't. Our government is evacuating the country. They're all moving to Dubai and Spain and Saudi Arabia and Switzerland. The Israelis, the richest guy in Israel a month ago, and the other top five guys have all moved, sold their houses and left Israel. They're getting ready to blow that off the map. I'm telling you, folks, they are evacuating Israel. They are evacuating the United States right now. They are taking their money out. They are running with it over their backs. And I love these poor, dumb cops out on the street that think freedom's the enemy and stomp around on power trips. I don't want them dying of cancer viruses injected. I don't want them drinking fluoride. I don't want their kids on mercury shots. I don't want them on GMOs that rot their guts out and cause cancer. I don't like the fact that we're all in this together and we have to believe our egos that everything's fine and the government's good and red, white, and blue, so it has to happen. And scared CIA agents have to follow their orders to surveil me and mess with me. And I actually ought to not feel sorry for them. A lot of them enjoy it and think it's funny, and they just believe all this crap. And when you talk to these surveillers and you talk to these guys who you then see a day later in the Bilderberg group, you know, telling my guys, you know, that was a Fed over here asking if we want to do something violent with him. Oh, you really think so? And the day later, he's on the property looking at us with binoculars from the other side of the lines. And you're talking to him, you tell it's all ego. It's all ego, how there's this big, bad American, and I'm the good guy, and Alex Jones is the bad guy, and we're on top of things, and it's a bunch. We're having to do some bad things, yeah, but it's to keep America safe from them Muslims. And I go, but our government radicalized the Muslims. The British did it 80 years ago. They put them in power. They overthrow secular governments. They use them to attack sovereign countries, Serbia, Russia, and they just, whatever, man, whatever. You know what? I'm just going to follow the orders of my commander-in-chief. These feds, by the end of it, in that hotel bar we go down to eat at night, by the end of it, they were going, yeah, I'm a colonel back from Iraq. Yeah, Alex, you know, I'm just following the commander-in-chief's orders. By the end of it, we just admitted they were feds, and, well, we're just doing what the commander says with their shaved heads. You know, I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. I gotta have army following me around in Austin. I'm tired of it, man. Your bosses do ship in the drugs, and you know it. There are a bunch of dirty eugenicists running things, and you know it. But you think you're part of the winning team. You think you're on the winning side. You think that you've got us whooped. You've got yourself whooped, you idiots. I mean, it's like the average American will say, there's no NAU. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. The dollar's not devalued. I've got family I've sat across the table from a year ago saying they're destroying the dollar, and they just go, no, they're not, Alex. Just no respect for me. And I can show them news articles and documents. They don't care. They don't care. They want to believe a lie. They believe, like children do, that what you imagine is reality. And their ego can't say this false system they've invested in is a fraud. They have to continue to believe the lie. Now, let me give you the financial news. They are going to make you regulate and control, and every cash register, every internet business, every, no matter how small, every shopping cart will be directly wired in to the federal government. By the way, it already is. They're just announcing it to you through the different merchant bank systems. And it all goes right through them. And every prescription you get and every phone call and everything you do, even if it's analog, runs through a computer, and it all goes right into NSA-built phone company hubs. The whole building's NSA, built it, designed it, laid the whole thing out decades ago. And I can't even get the public to admit it when it's in their own telecommunications agreements. Now, have a small business, get ready for Dodge eBay reporting provision. I'm going to go over this in a few minutes. I got that Bloomberg story. Gold rise to 5,000 on inflation. Gold prices may rise to 5,000 an ounce as investors seek to protect themselves against accelerating inflation, said Schroeder Investment Management LTD, which oversees $277 billion of assets. You can easily see the next several years that prices rise not to 1,000 an ounce, but prices rise to 5,000 an ounce or beyond as inflation psychology becomes more and more embedded and people become desperate to have a source of value, said Christopher Week, London-based emerging market debt and commodities product manager at Schroeder, who oversees about $10 billion in commodity assets. And there's a bunch of other companies here in the article that are saying it. Investors are turning to gold for protection from two-thirds of the world's population cope with inflation rates that are climbing more than 10% a year. That's compounded. Now let me stop. In the last 5 years, a Social Security check has lost half its value. It's going to lose 90% of its remaining value at current inflation trends in 2.5 years. That's why they say total depression, 2.5 years, a hyper depression, hyperinflationary depression. Now, I'm like in a runaway train next to you. I don't have enough strength to pull the brakes. It takes a bunch of us. And I'm going, man, this train's going 150 miles an hour. And around that next bend is a cliff, and we're going to go off the edge of it. Help me pull the lever down. Help me politically expose that this is being engineered to collapse the economy so they can buy up what's left. And you just go, we're not on a train. And just drill. And I'm going, look out the windows. We are in a train. This is serious. And there's a crazy skeleton conductor with red flaming eyes laughing at us. And you just can't get it. Oh, God, why does this have to happen? Why does this have to happen? And they love the dollar imploding. They're coming in buying everything up cheap. Now, why are they saying the next few years 5,000 an ounce? Why are they saying that? Not me. Conservatively, they're talking about 2,500 an ounce the next year. Why are they saying that? Because they've dumped hundreds of billions of gold the last year, the IMF and World Bank have, in holdings on the market. And it hasn't been able to keep the price down. And the price always goes down in the summer, and then it always goes back up, but it's always a new plateau. You know, 2004, winter, summer. 2005, winter, summer. See, it's always going up. 2005, winter, summer. 2006. Winter goes down a little in 2007. Goes up in the winter, but down the summer, but doesn't lose all its gains. And then now, 2008, goes up in the, you know, from 2007 out of the winter into the spring, and then goes down a little bit, and then, man, it's going to race back up. Now is the buying opportunity. The other yuppies aren't going to listen. They're know-it-alls. Their egos tell them they're powerful and run everything. They think they're members of the elite because they got a golf bag and, you know, got $5,000 in the bank. They're not going to listen, but other people can. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson on. I'll hold him over to the next segment, then Jordan Maxwell. Ted, I mean, we're talking about $2,500 gold, and that's what the mainline's saying. $5,000 an ounce, Ted?
Yeah, well, what happens, Alex, Bloomberg knows what's going on. The United States is trying to bail its way out of its problems by printing money. Bernanke has just got the accelerator on. Yes, indeed, the IMF is trying to keep the prices of gold low, keep people back into the paper currency, but we do have inflation. It's coming at us, like you said, like a runaway train. And
that's why every other commodity is skyrocketing, and they're not going to be able to suppress gold long.
No, because gold will go up with grain and oil and everything else that's going up. As long as the dollar continues to fall like it is, you know that's going to
And they keep talking about bubbles on the news. They never tell you why there's a bubble, as everybody with money scrambles after anything that's got any value. It's because they know the dollar's fit for toilet paper. Stay there, Ted Anderson. Red level crisis at every point of our lives. Psychopathic government making its move.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
These are the times that try men's souls. Whether you like it or not, whether you live in denial or not, we're going into the New World Order. they're going to slaughter people like they've never had before. They're going to get drunk off your blood. They're going to swell their big old fat tick bellies on you. But we're there at Bilderberg, bullhorning them at point-blank range, the murderers of millions. We're there, point-blank range in the info war. Everywhere they are, exposing them, getting in their face, showing their crimes. We're here doing it for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Ted Anderson, it's where I've chosen to get precious metals, silver and gold in the past. He always has great deals for listeners. I was getting into financial news today, and I thought, why not get Ted on? He hadn't been on in a few months. Gold has been up and down between, you know, $890 and $925 in the last month. It always does that in the summer. Wherever it's at, it goes up and down for the summer. This is a major buying opportunity. If I had any extra money or had the time to look at the coins Ted's got, I would buy a few coins now. I mean, this is the time to move into metals. This is the time, because you may think $900 an ounce is a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, they're talking Bloomberg Financial and others about $5,000 an ounce, okay? Gold was only $280-something dollars 5 years ago an ounce, and it's $900-something. Ted, I'm not happy when I hear news about $5,000 coins. I mean, that tells me when the establishment starts talking about that, $5,000 an ounce gold, that tells me that they understand that they're not going to be able to suppress gold.
No, they're not going to be able to suppress gold, not when you take a look at what they're doing to the currency. You're trying to do a ratio here. How many paper dollars does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? Right now, the government's doing everything they can to print money and get it out into the system to save. It's like they're trying to save a sinking ship by drilling new holes in the floor. You know, it doesn't make sense, but that's the way it is. I mean, we are watching the dollar melt away as we sit here and talk. The value of the currency is depreciating. Like you said, people from other countries are getting out of the dollar. Even people in the United States are getting out of the dollar. And right now, we're sitting at gold right now. It's at 883.90. It's been as high today as 903. And if you wait till September or even August to buy gold, if it behaves anything like it has been for the last 30 years, you'll be paying at least 40% more for the gold you have to buy.
And Ted, that's key. And listeners, you always buy when it's up. I have no idea why. Even I catch myself doing that. You need to buy when it is resting. It's resting at a very nice place. $100 below what it was a few months ago, but hundreds and hundreds of dollars above what it was a year ago. And I'm telling you, the graph, go look at a 20-year, 30-year gold graph, a 5-year graph. It always goes up in the fall and winter and down in the spring and summer, but it never, when it's going up, goes down further than it went in the gains. You always end up keeping about half the gains. It's the same thing with oil. Okay, so as I said, oil's going to go down, but it's opposite. Oil goes up in the summer. Gold goes up in the winter, but if you take the two graphs, it's the same seesaw, but if you look at gold, if you look at silver, if you look at other commodities, they're all on a multi-year graph going straight up.
Yeah, that's right, Alex, and right now we better talk about it real quick here because I've got some things that are sizzling hot right now that you can get into that there's no way that this fall you're going to be able to buy it at these prices anymore. Currently, right now, I've got the Walking Liberty half coins. They're trading individually at $909.40 a coin, but I got a discount per roll. Do you want to talk about it after the break?
We'll do that back in 70 seconds. Then Jordan Maxwell is on with us for a full 2 hours. We may even go into overdrive today. And by the way, coming up in a few weeks, we have a special announcement about the radio show we're going to be making as well. So that should be interesting. Masses of important news, huge 9/11 news, huge news on the internet. It's just all coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.